of the International Secret Police.
Zero.
Chief Tipo tells Speed and Flint of a man who can help them more than anyone in Tibet, if he will. His name, Lajo Tsering, an honored gentleman who devotes his wealth and time to the good of Tibet. On the way to his home, however, Tipo stops off at the government building to report Barney's disappearance. Meantime, Speed and Flint visit the marketplace, and among other things, notice a stand of prayer papers. Speed purchases one, requesting the return of a missing person. And directly after that, Barney appears in the marketplace, clad in pajamas and unable to remember how he came to be there. His friends take him back to their hotel, where he dresses in something more suitable for a call, and now we find the boys and Chief Tipo approaching the house of Lajo Tsering.
And you can't remember where you've been, Barney?
Kid, all I know is I woke up to get a drink and someone jumped out of a shadow and slugged me. Next thing I know, I'm in the middle of the street in my pajamas with everybody laughing at me. Was my face red?
Well, the important thing is that you're back safe and sound, fella.
Oh, so you did miss me. The brains couldn't work so good without the brawn, huh?
Oh, never mind about that. Now, are you sure you can't remember anything else concerning your disappearance?
Nope. All of a sudden, I was here. That's all.
I cannot understand it. I sure Tsering would be most interested in this case.
And maybe he can explain about my lapse of memory.
All I hope is he likes us.
Yes, Speed, I hope so too, for I must return to Nachuka very soon. And I would like to know that you have such a strong friend as Tsering.
Oh, so we're to lose you, Chief Tipo.
Yes, I learned about this while I was turning in my report, but never fear, Mr. Barlow. I shall follow your activities with interest. Do not hesitate to call on me at any time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Is this the house, Chief?
Yes.
It isn't very big, is it?
It is larger than you think, Speed. It is very spacious inside, and beautiful gardens are to the rear of the house.
Why, is it really you, Chief Tipo? I thought you were not too kind.
Ah, and I thought you were at your honored father's country home, Dawa.
No, I came to Lhasa with him this time, so that I would not forget how the city looked. But won't you and your friends come in?
Thank you. This is Mr. Barlow, Mr. Dunlap, Speed Gibson, all of the International Secret Police. And gentlemen, this is Lajo Tsering's son, Dawa.
It is a pleasure, gentlemen. I must act as a servant for the time being, since he has gone to the marketplace for certain things my honored male parent wished. Come, I shall take you to him.
Honored male parent?
His father, Speed. Now watch your manners.
You bet.
Say, Dawa, you sure got a swell joint here. Didn't know there was a setup like this in Tibet.
I am happy that you like our humble home, Mr. Dunlap.
Humble home, my foot. Looks like a palace.
Okay, I'll pipe down.
If you will be pleased to wait here for a moment, I shall go into the next room to inform my honored male parent of your presence.
Thank you, Dawa.
Seems like a nice kid.
Yes, but Chief Tipo, are you sure we can trust Mr. Tsering?
Trust him?
Oh, I know it sounds crazy after everything you've told us about him, but the octopus has friends in high places. We can't be too careful.
I would stake my life on the honor of my friend.
Well, that's good enough for me. After all, we're past the stage where everything must be kept in secret. We've got our backs against the wall here in Tibet. One false move and we're sunk. So we might just as well play the game in the open as much as possible.
Gentlemen, my home is honored by your visit.
Lajo Tsering, my humble gratitude for this audience with you.
Nonsense, people. I know that your visits are always important. Ah, I see that we have another boy here.
That is Speed Gibson, Tsering.
The blessings of heaven be upon you, my son.
Thank you, Mr. Tsering. Same to you.
Speed, possibly you'd better go into the garden, the Dawa, while we tell our story to Mr. Searing.
Of course. I would be delighted to show you my archery range, Speed.
But I... Oh, all right. But you call me as soon as you're ready, Clint.
Of course I will.
Come, Speed. Follow me.
Say, this garden is sure pretty, Dawa. Trees and flowers I've never seen before.
I like our fountain, too. We don't have much rain in Tibet, you know, so any sight of water gives us much pleasure.
How come you don't have rain? There's plenty of snow in the mountains.
Yes, but the Himalayas cut off the Indian monsoons, and those are the winds that bring much rain.
Yeah.
What is humorous?
Tibet's like any other place when people don't know what to talk about. They always end up with the weather.
There is plenty of weather to talk about here, but... Tell me about yourself, Speed.
There's not much to tell about me, Dawa. I'd rather hear about you. What do you mean, for instance? Dawa Tree Ring. What does it mean?
Moon long life.
Moon long life? Think I'll stick to Dawa.
You think my name's strange, but yours is just as unusual to me, Speed Gibson.
Yeah, yes, it is all right.
But now, tell me about yourself. About your work in the secret police that Tipo mentioned.
Can't tell you much about that, Dawa, except that we've come to Tibet on the trail of a terrible criminal, the octopus, and now he's living up in the Pass of the Iron Dagger.
The Pass of the Iron Dagger? Chakpula? Why would anyone live there? It is most dangerous. Always there is wind, and often a war of the elements, terrific hailstorms. My people say that wind, fire, and water bring the eight demons of the country to throw the hail upon unfortunate travelers.
Oh, it isn't that bad. I've been there several times.
You have gone there without a Ngakpa?
Without a what?
A Ngakpa, a magician. He can turn the hail from your head, for he is well versed in the charms from the religious books.
Oh.
Laugh if you will. But the Tibetan government employs two of these magicians to prevent hail from falling in our holy city of Lhasa.
For the love of Mike. Say, do you believe in all that stuff, Dawa?
Well, I honor the legends and belief of my country, Speed. But my American education has erased the blindness of superstition from my eyes. However, the longer you are in Tibet, the more you will learn of strange things which cannot be explained by a reason.
Like that story about how the Path of the Iron Dagger got its name?
Who told you about that?
Paul Mounier. I mean the octopus.
Mounier? The octopus? But that is impossible. I have heard my honored male parents speak of Mounier as a great scientist.
That's what he pretends to be. But he's really the octopus, and he lives in the Path.
I am becoming confused. Let us go to the archery range, Steve. Or would you rather play a game of Tepe?
Tepe? What sort of a game is that?
Translated, it would mean big, tall kick. Do you know what a shuttlecock is?
Oh, sure. We use them in badminton, only we most always call them birds.
I see. Well, in Tepe, instead of keeping the shuttlecock in play with rackets, we use our feet and ankles instead.
You do, huh? I think I'd rather go to the archery range, Dawa. At least I know a little about bows and arrows.
You come with me into the garden for tea and cakes, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
We can also see what my son and your nephew are doing, Mr. Barlow.
Well, I wish you would reconsider what you've just told us, Mr. Searing. We need your help badly.
I can sympathize with you, my friend, but I cannot enlist my aid in your fight against an enemy about whom I know nothing. To me, Tibet comes first. I shall do nothing that might draw her into international complications.
But don't you see, Mr. Searing, it's for Tibet that we're fighting. Once the octopus gets his hooks in this country, she won't know what hit her.
You must let me be the best judge of that, Mr. Dunlap.
All right, but don't say we didn't warn you.
Ah, is not this garden beautiful, my friends? It seems like another world. Oh, yes.
Yes, that's right.
Ah. Oh. I see that my son has taken his friend to the archery range. Let us go there.
Yes, they must have just shot around. See, they are removing the arrows from the target.
Hey, fellas, come on over.
We're coming, kid.
Those are beautiful bows they're using, Mr. Searing. Speed has been wanting one. I wonder if I could get as good a bow on the marketplace.
Well, my son has quite enough, Mr. Barlow. It would be an honor if your nephew will accept one of his and a quiver of arrows as a memento of our meeting.
Well, you're very generous, sir.
Oh, not at all. It shall be our pleasure.
Gee, this is the life. I could almost forget about the octopus in a garden like this.
Wait! What is that moving in the bushes over there?
Perhaps one of our hounds.
No, it's somebody with a bow and arrow.
Speed, look out! Duck down!
They're both down. Speed, push Tawa down.
Quick, let's get them. Oh.
My son. Oh, I can't. Don't worry. He didn't get us, whoever he was.
It wasn't because he didn't try. Look at this arrow. The way them kids were standing, it would have gone through them both.
Good heaven. Who would harm the son of the ring?
The same one that would harm any man's son. The octopus.
Did I knock the breath out of your doll wall?
No, Speed. How can I thank you? I owe you my life.
No. Barney first saw what was going to happen. He yelled for us to duck, so I didn't wait to see why. We just ducked.
Quit thinking, Speed. Thank heaven he missed you.
Hey, that reminds me. Let's get that guy.
And see if I can locate him.
Look, Clint. There's a note tied onto the arrow.
Hmm? Well, so it is. Off of it, Speed.
I've got it.
Read it out loud.
The fate of all who aid the secret police is death. And it's signed, the octopus.
The octopus. In my own garden. My son's life in danger.
Well, Searing, what do you think now? Does this happening convince you more than ever that you should have nothing to do with us?
After what has just happened? Your nephew has saved my son's life. And you ask me what I am going to do.
You mean you'll help us?
With every means at my command, Speed. I cannot rest until this monster who has endangered my home, my country, is captured.